Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you a registered voter?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. I would like to ask you, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
All right, thank you so much. In what year were you born?
1994.
Thank you a lot. Well, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you would vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
So we can say that you're almost certain that you're going to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Immigration.
Immigration. All right, thank you so much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I didn't vote last election.
All right, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'll vote Republican.
All right, thank you a lot. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. So for Donald Trump, you're voting from using this scale from 0 to 100. What number can you give him?
100%.
All right, thank you so much. And for Joe Biden?
0.
All right, thank you a lot. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I would vote for Kerry Lake.
Kerry Lake. All right. Thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I trust the Republicans more.
You could say that you would trust the Republican Party much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you so much. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements, please. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement? President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Can you tell me the question one more time?
Yeah, if the President Biden should, well, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. What can you say about this?
I'd say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants?
Strongly disagree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. You will strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? If you want, I can repeat the question. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I'd say somewhat disagree.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. You could say you strongly disagree. Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I'd say somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I would say agree, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
One more time.
Yeah, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their homes, their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat disagree.
All right, thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, to pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, just let me tell you that we have completed at 66%, and there is just a few questions more, and thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. So a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. You are much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Or yeah. Somewhat less likely.
Tell me it one more time.
Yeah. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. You could say that it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
And this is for me to vote for Joe Biden?
Yeah, if the President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform, would this make you, these statements that I am going to read you, would this make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024?
Okay. Less likely.
You could say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, thank you. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. And you could say that is much less likely for you, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
Much less likely.
All right. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, and a program that grants works that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat less likely.
All right. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. You could say that is much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I think my answer to all of these would be somewhat or much less likely if it was the Democrat Party. If it was the Republican Party, it would be more likely.
All right, all right. Oh, so let me answer this. Much less likely to all the answers. All right, yeah. Thank you so much. And well, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. You could say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
I guess a little concerned.
A little concerned. All right. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Less concerned.
Okay. And Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Do you think that you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. And Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. You are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. And Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
One more time.
Yeah. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
You're
very concerned or not at all concerned?
No, not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to the poor old undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years of decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view? It is Trump approach much closer, Trump approach somewhat closer, Biden approach somewhat closer, or Biden approach much closer, or both, or neither?
I'm going to say Donald Trump's approach to all of these questions.
And you could say that it is much closer or somewhat closer.
Much closer.
Okay, thank you a lot. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Sí, conozco a varios.
Oh, and what is your relationship to them? Are they your acquaintance, coworker, friend, or family member?
Parientes.
All right.
Family members.
All right. Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read this. For example, WhatsApp, YouTube, Fox News Channel or website, Instagram, Univision or Telemundo, MSNBC, or other major news network channels or websites, Facebook, TikTok, Spanish language radio programs, OAN or Newsmax?
Just YouTube.
YouTube. Okay, thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Let me ask you, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico and Spain.
Mexico and?
Yep.
España. All right. Thank you. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States.
All right. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
So both parents were born on the mainland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
More English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I think of myself as a conservative.
I'm sorry?
Conservative?
Oh, but generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or?
Republican.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, and thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
All right, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Yeah, what is the last year of schooling?
Like my level of education or the last time I was in college?
Yeah, your level of education.
Well, a bachelor's degree.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
A bachelor's? Bachelor's degree,
right.
4 years ago.
All right, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Christian?
You could say that Christian, Catholic, or Evangelical, or Protestant.
Is LDS an option? Mormon?
All right. Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes. My first name is Lamoni.
All right. Thank you so much. And well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
What is the compensation?
Well, I think that if you say yes, if they will contact you and they will explain you in more details what is the compensation. Right now, I can give you I can give you any details. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll say yes.
All right, thank you so much. This survey has been concluded. So I thank you so much for your time and hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Gracias.
Muchas gracias. Hasta luego.